Hi friends! Have you been thinking of starting your own podcast? We use Anchor to post our episodes and it offers so many amazing benefits. First of all, it's completely free to use. Yes, it's free. And it also gives you the option to clip your episodes straight from the app or on the dashboard, so it makes it a really convenient one-stop shop. Anchor is also a Spotify program, so that means your show will post to Spotify automatically. And you also have the option to post to any other platform through the RSS feed link. This gives you full range of all the podcast platforms to get your show out there. The best part is that Anchor gives you all of the analytics directly linked to their platform, so you can post, edit, and track your show's progress all in one place. So try Anchor today for free now at anchor.fm. That's Anchor, ANCHOR.FM. Welcome back to the In the Nick of Crime podcast.
Hey, I'm happy to be back.
Scoops and Lore, bitches.
Wow, I love Scoops and Lore so much.
I just do. I'm happy to be back, too. I just have a fucking headache and I'm irritated.
I know, I feel so bad.
It's okay. I always feel like poo on my one day off a week, and I'm like, why? Why can I just not?
You're like, can I just have one
day? Just that one. I can just feel fine. Like, I felt fine relatively the whole week, but I'm like, nope. Saturday, you're gonna feel like shit
all week. I quit.
That was me last week.
Yeah, that was rough last week. I felt so bad.
No, we've both just been struggling. But that's okay.
But no, I'm not right now because your girl is so excited for life.
Courtney's gonna have a tally.
The K-pop world is going crazy.
In case you are new, you haven't listened before, or didn't listen like two episodes ago, I think, I started a tally for any time that Courtney works in a conversation about, or no, not a conversation, works something into any conversation. About K-pop, anime, Stray Kids. I know that's K-pop, same difference.
Asian culture, anything.
In general, because Courtney will find any way to work that into conversation, even if it has nothing to do with what we are talking about.
I'm so good at it.
She's passionate. She's a passionate bitch.
I'm just excited because Stray Kids is about to release their album, and I wanted to tell everybody. It doesn't release until June 2nd, okay. And they have been releasing, like, blips of all their songs, and yes. It's already done in music videos. Bro, they dropped Top Line yesterday. That's the name of the song?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it slaps so hard, and it's such a slap in the face to the industry, and I'm so excited for it.
I love it. I'm very excited for you.
I'm excited because they slapped the industry in the face. I don't know. I wanted to bring it to the table because I talk about it all the time. So I was like, if you want to talk about me, this is me. Like, this is my life right now.
Where?
I just feel really bad for you on June 2nd because I cannot tell you what kind of person you're going to have that day.
You're just going to stay to yourself that day.
It's a Friday. My life, and I wanted to bring it in because I'm geeking out.
Okay,
it's so fun.
It's so fucking random. This is exactly my point. Like, nothing to do with it. We never even talk about anything off the top in Scoops and Lore. Courtney's like, I have something to bring to Scoops and Lore.
You said about me, and that's about me.
I didn't say about you at all.
You said, do you have anything about your life? And I said, yeah, I'll bring it into Scoops and Lore. You asked it on the last one.
I didn't ask about your life. I said, do we have anything we need to cover?
No, I'm pretty sure
you... No, I didn't.
Okay, well, then I misheard you. Sorry, I won't bring my life excitement.
Any experience, any excuse to talk about this.
I won't bring my life excitement into the show anymore. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. We just usually talk about, like, the podcast or, like, a quick update on us if that's why we were gone.
I'm so excited.
Just make yourself a fucking K-pop podcast, man.
That's unfun to do by yourself.
You could literally talk about it for hours because you do.
Yeah, but I don't like, talk about it by myself
for hours.
You talk at me about it. I don't know anything about what you're saying, and you talk at me about it for hours. That's okay.
I have a person to bounce off of.
But I don't care about it.
I know.
And you talk to me about it all the time, and I'm happy for you, and I'll listen to you. But I'm saying, like, you could find people that actually care about K-pop and would listen and talk with you about it and be just as excited about it, because I don't have your level of excitement, and I never will, and I'm sorry that I don't.
I just need to be on the Date Box show with Eric Nam. That's what I need to do. That's a podcast. If you didn't know that.
I'm just saying, I think you need to find people that like K-pop and that you can actually, like, they'll be just as excited as you, because
no,
it falls
hard
on deaf ears with me, I feel like, because no. I don't like K-pop.
See, the problem is I can't because I'm old and they don't, I'm not kidding you. It's a thing in K-pop that they do not like old people.
But I know plenty of people. I have tons of friends that like K-pop and they're your same age.
Well, I'm sure they're big BTS armies, but I'm not a huge ARMY, but whatever.
Again, I know that's who fine. BTS is.
I know you do.
Everybody I just feel knows. Like you don't get a good, like, resolution with me because I don't ever know what you're talking about. And I'm excited. I love that you have something that you love so much, but I'm like,
Michelle's looking
don't
at
know what
like,
the what fuck
the
you're
fuck
talking
fuck
about.
Is that? It's fine. It's fine.
You just need friends that share your passion.
I only have one friend that shares my passion, and it's my friend from kindergarten, and he lives in Reno.
But you guys can't, like, FaceTime and talk about it otherwise?
We do, but it's not the same.
I mean, I'll listen to you anyways.
I know. That's why I talked to you about it. Because you listen.
I just wanted to tell my excitement.
I'll cut out me being a dick. I just don't know. I was like, what does this have to do with the podcast?
You're not being a dick.
I am being a dick.
I really did mishear you. I thought you said, like, do we have anything about our lives to bring? And I was like, yes, I do, if you're asking.
No, I didn't.
I just misheard you. My fault. My fault. Clearly selective hearing.
Yes.
I swear to God, that's what you said.
No. Oh. It wasn't, but that's fine. I'm glad
you're
so excited
about it.
Okay,
well, when you listen back to the other episode, you can tell me what you actually said and how I misunderstood it.
On to the subject.
That's why I say you need a friend that loves it with you, because I feel bad, because I'm always like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Don't feel bad. You listen. That's all that matters.
Well, perfect. I know you'll be so excited when that album comes out. Dude. And you'll be on fucking cloud nine. I don't even know what we said last. Courtney is very excited because I almost said BTS. I'm so sorry. So sorry to disrespect your Stray Kids.
Yeah, don't do that.
I don't know shit about shit. But BTS she's very excited because Stray Kids' new album is coming out.
Yes,
so anyone that's a K-pop fan, please reach out to Courtney so she has someone to talk to about it that actually understands and cares. I don't hate K-pop. I just don't, like, it's not my jam.
Hey,
so
everyone,
Courtney needs people that understand what she's talking about.
Everyone has their jam. It's fine. It's fine. I'm just going to sit in the corner and cry. It's good. I'm just going to get into it.
Oh, no. Yeah, because Courtney goes first on Scoops and Lore. This is Scoops
first.
And Lore, bitches. I don't know if we
Facts.
Said that.
Yeah, we did at the very
okay.
beginning.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'm bringing something to the table that's pretty generic, but I've always wanted to talk about it, and I was unfortunately
sad. You gotta slow down there, Sparky.
I'm excited.
You can't understand the words that you're saying.
I'm sorry. I was really sad, because I kept, every time that I would find a reliable source, mm-hmm. said the same thing over and over and over again, and I was like...
Oh, so instead of being able to find, like, different information,
yeah.
I hate that.
I was like, this sucks. Like, this
right.
is a huge topic. I thought I was going to have, like, pages. Nope.
I barely
made two.
It's so annoying.
Oh, man. It was so frustrating. But anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk today about my homie, the Loch Ness Monster. A.K.A. Nessie.
Nessie. Oh, precious Nessie.
I've always
Scotland.
Wanted to talk about it. Yeah.
That's
Scotland.
Why. Yeah.
That's why I said it the way.
Something Scottish.
Yeah.
Let's get
like
it.
Like I said, with Nessie, you would think there would be a shit ton of information.
Similar. We were talking about something, too, and we came to the conclusion, like, we think that information is limited because people don't want to actually release stuff because it's, like, a cryptid.
Mm.
What were we talking about?
What was it?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Was it leprechauns? No.
Maybe. I don't remember. It was one of the two. We've covered a lot of, like, cryptid things recently.
Yeah. But I've always wanted to cover Nessie, because Nessie's super cool to me.
I know, I agree.
I've watched a lot of TV shows on Nessie, and they're mm-hmm. all the same as well.
Yep.
Which is really unfortunate.
Yeah, it's always like the same narrative
right?
about her.
Sad. Rude. Anyway.
That's very loud.
Sorry.
Every time I think of Loch Ness Monster now, though, I think of Lapras in Pokemon.
Oh, that's fair.
And it had to have been modeled after had Loch Ness Monster. Yeah.
That's pretty dope, though.
Yeah. I love Lapras. Here for it.
So, let's get started. Oh, my watch told me to stand up. I'm not standing.
Mind your business, bitch.
Right? So, reports of a monster inhabiting Loch Ness, which my hand's in the air because I have ADD and apparently this is one of our tics. I do it a lot.
Reports of a monster.
I will literally lay in bed and do this. And I don't know why. I can't, I've done it since I was a kid. And then when I talked to our doctor, because it's our doctor now.
Yep.
she was like, that's what we call an ADD tic. And yeah. I was like, are you for real? Yeah, this is one of them. My shivers is another one. I didn't know that. So anyway.
Yep.
I digress. Off subject. Okay. So there's reports of a monster that was inhabiting Loch Ness, which if you guys don't know what that is, it's a huge ass lake.
Yeah, it's almost like a...
It's like a...
I feel like I've heard it be called the Sea of Loch Ness, too.
Yeah, it's like... It's not really a sea, and it's not like a small really sea, a but a
big lake.
Yeah, there's like... It like doesn't have water that comes in from another source, right?
I don't know, actually.
I don't think it does. I didn't see a whole lot on it.
Yeah.
Because they don't talk about it a whole lot.
Yeah, because I've heard it be called Lake Loch Ness and the Sea of Loch Ness.
Yeah.
So I don't think they know either.
I digress. I want to say it's salt water, though.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I'll look it up while you're talking.
Okay, fabulous. So the Loch Ness dates back to ancient times, and the monster in Loch Ness, this surprised me, dates back to ancient times. I did not know how far back this thing dated until I started doing this.
Yeah, long time ago.
So the most notable is actually there's a stone
carving. It's freshwater.
Freshwater? Mm-hmm. Okay. So then it has to be a lake.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's a... Blah, 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 blah,
blah. Yeah.
Yeah. We're just says freshwater. Loch Ness.
We're going to call it a lake.
Yeah.
So there was a stone carving in Scotland that was done by the Dict Pic Take.
What?
D-I-C-T.
That got way too close to Dict Pic Take.
I know. This is why I said it. So P-I-C-T.
Picked.
Yep. Space. D-E-P-I-C-T.
What? Dict Pic did?
Depict?
Are you just trying...
Picked, depict.
Did they put, like, a phonetic pronunciation of
no, that's
depiction?
How they did it. For real. What? I don't know. I don't know.
Can you read it again?
Yeah. It says, sentence. Local stone carvings by the pick depict a mysterious beast with flippers.
Okay. Weird.
I don't know. But what it is basically, like, there's a stone carving of this beast that has flippers, like, next to the lake. And that's, like, the first known... photo or picture of this creature.
Yeah.
So August 22nd of 564, may I add, is how far back this goes. Historians say Columbia, so that's the name of this person.
Okay.
A Christian leader reported seeing an animal that would later become known as the Loch Ness Monster in Loch Ness, Scotland.
Interesting.
Columba, I think is how you say it, C-O-L-U-M-B-A, there's no I, so Columba. It's Columba.
Okay.
There you go. Was a Scottish priest.
Okay.
Later a saint.
Oh, wow.
Who was visiting Scotland, so I'm like, oh, where were you chilling before you came back home? Like, right. I'm confused, but do you, boo. reportedly, basically said that the monster would not attack, or wait, he compelled the monster to not attack his followers.
Okay.
So he, like, apparently was homies with
the
monster.
The Nessie Whisperer.
Apparently.
Okay.
So.
She likes her some Columba.
She sure
and
does.
Also, Nessie is a girl. Okay, get it right, people.
Oh, always.
Nessie
always.
Is a girl.
Yes. Sweet angel. So the Loch Ness Monster is probably the most famous target of cryptozoology. This, which is the study of animals who are extinct or their existence is not proven.
Right.
So, cryptozoology is not a science, in case you guys wondered. And cryptozoologists search for mystical creatures called cryptids. This is where
Love
cryptids
it.
Come from.
See, and I feel like the only reason it's not a science is because you can't prove a hypothesis with it. But I feel like it is, though, for all intents and purposes.
Oh, I think it's a science because there's a lot that goes into that.
Are you kidding me?
Right? My watch is like, oh, you just stood up. No, I didn't.
Yay! For not being a lazy fuck. Right?
I'm like, but I'm still sitting.
I love when I meet my move. When you, like, meet your move goal and you're laying in bed.
You're like, dope. I closed all three circles and I've just been laying here for 5 hours.
Was it me sitting here tapping my leg? Was it me wiggling my toes? Was it me flailing around?
Oh, no. Okay, so there's thousands of creatures all over the world that are reported as cryptids.
Right.
Besides the Loch Ness Monster, we have, like, chupacabras, which are blood-sucking creatures that threaten livestock throughout Latin America.
Yep.
You've got... Bigfoot. Well, yeah, Bigfoot. You've got bunyips, which I've never heard of. They lurk in Australia's swamps.
Ew.
Yeah. There's also the dingonecks, which are jungle walruses.
I did not know. So nothing to do with an actual dingo.
No. And they're found in lakes and rivers in Central America.
What the fuck?
And of course, as you already mentioned, Bigfoot, which is huge in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like he just lingers in the
Puget Sound. I think he's real. I'll be honest with you. I think more than Bigfoot's real for sure.
Yeah. I think there's the snowy Bigfoot, which is Yeti.
Yeti.
And then there's at least one Bigfoot hanging around the Puget Sound.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's perfect land.
Oh.
And I would feel like South America, too. Like, all those...
There has to be something.
The Amazon.
Has to be.
Yeah.
So it was the notion of the Loch Ness Monster.
Of the ocean.
Right? As a prehistoric reptile is what originally was thought. And it really captured the public's imagination in the 1930s. This is when Nessie's, like, modern idea of who she was kind of came into being.
Yeah.
Around April of 1933, the first witness reports of a strange animal in Loch Ness actually started in 1930.
Okay.
So in August of 1933, the Loch Ness Monster legend began to grow.
Mm-hmm.
At this time... The road adjacent to Loch Ness had been finished, offering an unobstructed view of the lake. So apparently before this, you couldn't really see it from the road like you can now.
Interesting.
Which, yeah, right?
Okay.
And so in April before that, a couple had seen an enormous animal, which they compared to a dragon or a prehistoric monster, which is where this starts.
Like a dragon that doesn't fly, she just swims.
Just
okay.
Yep.
Or they just sing your flippers and they're like, wings!
And after it crossed their car's path, it disappeared into the water. So they were on the bridge because the bridge is a dragon.
Okay, I was
bridge.
Like,
it's like a road so and like, it passed them.
What?
So the
sobble.
Right, I did. There's a huge question mark plastered on your face on that one. Yeah, there's a long road that people stop on in their cars and they stand there and look for Nessie.
Okay, that makes sense.
So the incident was reported in a Scottish newspaper and numerous sightings started to follow this.
Right.
In December of 1933, the Daily Mail commissioned news... Wait.
Your eyes got so big and you went...
I used to do this as a kid. I did the thing where I read the line and then I went back to the beginning to reread it. And I was like, wait, that's not right. Okay, let me retry that. So in December of 1933, the Daily Mail commissioned Marmaduke Weathery, which I don't even know.
I don't know if I've ever heard of a human named Marmaduke.
It is a human. They were a big game hunter.
Okay.
Yep. They sent him out to locate the sea serpent. So this is where the idea of Nessie being a serpent comes into play.
Got it.
I don't know where they got the idea that Nessie was a serpent, but that was totally the newspaper's idea.
See, and that's the problem. Why people can't, like, believe it or lock it down because people's depictions are just so different.
Well, it gets even better. So this homie goes out to go looking for this serpent.
Right.
And he finds along the lake shores large footprints that he believed belonged to a very powerful soft-footed animal about 20 feet, also 6 meters, if you're wondering.
Footprints or flat long. Prints?
Footprints, apparently. So now I'm really confused because they said it was a serpent, and now he's like, oh, but there are footprints to a 20-foot-long creature.
The fuck?
I'm confused. It almost makes me think of, like, the Chinese dragons.
Yeah.
You know how they, like, walk, but they're, like, almost serpentine mm-hmm. looking like?
Yeah.
I don't know. I digress. However, upon further inspection, zoologists at the Nature History Museum determined that the tracks were identical and made with an umbrella stand or an ashtray.
What the fuck?
That had a hippopotamus leg as the base.
What?
So his role in this was a hoax, and they weren't sure if it really was him. But
was someone either like going around going
because they were identical footprints, so it was
right.
One.
It's like an ab workout.
Yeah, it's like shit. Like get your workout in, bro. So news only seems to spur from this and efforts to prove that this monster exists.
Right.
So in 1934, English physician Robert Kenneth Wilson mm-hmm. photographed the alleged creature. This is our very first photograph. This photograph is very iconic. It's a black and white photograph.
Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure I know exactly which one you're talking about. I'm looking it up right
now. Yeah, you see his neck coming out, and it's called the surgeon's photograph, if you mm-hmm. want to look up the name. And it appeared to show the monster's small head and neck. Did you see it?
Came in it. Yep, it's exactly the one that I was thinking of.
Yeah, it's wild.
It looks like an elephant trunk just going...
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's just so weird.
Yeah, like an elephant swimming and it has its trunk out so it can breathe. It's like one of the, like, snorkel things.
I will get into why that is not possible later on.
Oh,
fun
boy.
Fun fact for you. So, yeah, the Daily Mail printed that photograph, mm-hmm. sparking international sensation.
Right.
Many speculated that the creature was a plesiosaurus.
Okay.
Which is, I don't know if you've ever seen one of them, but this is literally the idea of what Nessie
right.
looks like. It has
right.
a very long, it's almost like a brontosaurus,
like,
but with flippers.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
In the water.
Exactly what you're talking about.
And it's just flapping around,
mm-hmm.
doing its thing. I was going to say a marine reptile that went extinct 65.5 million years ago. Hot minute.
You know.
Here's the thing. I wouldn't totally say that isn't possible.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, the idea of the Loch Ness Monster being a prehistoric creature makes sense. But, like, there couldn't just be one left. It would have to reproduce.
I'm thinking that they've been there for a hot minute and they'd just be reproducing.
Yeah,
but, like,
multiple.
By the time Nessie came along, I feel like at that point there's, like, only one left because it's
right.
been inbred so long.
Right.
I don't think Nessie's there anymore, personal opinion.
Yeah. I would say, because, like, there haven't been any, like, recent modern-day sightings or anything.
Nope. I think the last one was in, like, the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Loch Ness Monster starts attracting numerous monster hunters, which I find fascinating that that's an actual thing.
It is.
There are people who are literally out to hunt monsters.
Right.
I'm like, how do you fund your life? I just want to know. Just call me up and let me know.
And I think the difference with monster hunters... As far as I know, ones that I've heard about, they're not aiming to kill them like hunters of animals. They're just aiming to find them.
Oh, yeah. They just want proof.
And see them with the eyeballs.
Yep.
Get pictures.
So over the years, there's been several sonar explorations. Most notably, first one is in 1987, my mm-hmm. year of birth. Let's go. And 2003.
Okay.
Which is the last one.
Pretty recent.
Yeah. So, they tried these, they tried to find the creature, but to no success. In addition, numerous photographs allegedly showing Nessie, but most were discredited as fakes and were depicting other animals or objects.
Right.
Notably, in 1994, which is, again, not too far along, it was revealed that Wilson's photograph was a hoax spearheaded by a revenge-seeking weather reel, which is that hunter.
Yeah.
The monster was actually a plastic and wooden head attached to a toy submarine.
Oh, rude.
Yeah, that's why it looks like an elephant.
Right. It makes sense when you describe it like that.
Right? In 2018, I've actually watched this documentary, by the way. Mm-hmm. Fascinating to watch if you want to. Researchers conducted a DNA survey of Loch Ness. So they literally went out with all of these jars, like almost like... Tupperware.
Okay.
And put it in different parts of Loch Ness and then tested it for what DNA of animals were in the water.
Oh.
It's actually very cool to watch.
Yeah, that's really cool.
But no signs of a plesiosaurus were in there. No signs of large creatures were found. Though, results did indicate that there were numerous eels.
Interesting.
So this finding is what led people to possibly think that it was just an oversized eel.
Yeah, or, because eels, aren't they, don't they sometimes travel so close together that they can, like, I'm wondering if it's just, like, people saw, like, a school of eels swimming together, and it just, like, the shadow of it in the water looked like a large creature.
I mean, it's possible. I do not like eels. I hate eels. I think they're disgusting creatures. So
look. You can also zap the shit out of you.
And I just, I have...
It makes no scientific sense to me how eels can exist.
I don't understand
it. Like, how did they shock? And stingrays, for that matter.
I don't know.
And jellyfish, for that matter.
Ew. I just don't like eels mainly because of the Little Mermaid. They scarred me for life, I'll be honest with you.
Those two one-eyed eels.
I hate them on the ride at Disney, too. Blah, I hate it. Anyway, disgusting.
Unlocked a new thing for Courtney.
I hate eels.
Eels and birds, good to know.
I fucking hate them. I will kick a bird.
So what's your thought on Scuttle?
Scuttle doesn't bother me because he's a seagull. And all he does is squawk. He doesn't come near me. However, real life seagulls, I'm not a fan of. I will throw shit at a seal. A seagull. They also walk into, like, stores and just steal food and
fly out. They're resourceful.
They're disgusting. I hate them. Anyway, I digress. So, despite the lack of conclusive evidence, the Loch Ness Monster remained popular and profitable. In the early 21st century, it was thought that it contributed to nearly 80 million dollars annually to Scotland's economy.
Oh yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Wild.
That's so funny.
Stephen Felfman, who had spent close to 3 decades, I've actually seen a whole documentary on this man too, watching for the Loch Ness Monster for a sighting of the monster, according to his blog, he conceded in 2015 that the monster that people claimed to have spotted is likely just a large fish. Because he literally spent 3 decades every day at that lake trying to catch it.
Right.
And didn't catch it once.
Yeah.
Three decades, bro.
That would be such a letdown to be like, well, dedicated this much of my life.
I want to say that. He actually had an interview with the Times of London. And he said that he doesn't regret the time that he spent waiting for Nessie.
Well, that's good.
But he does believe she was just a Welsh catfish.
How big are those bitches?
It can grow up to 13 feet long.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, I always picture Nessie like giant, like huge.
Especially with the photographs.
13 feet long is nothing
to photographs that people are catching of it. Like, it has to be massive.
Yeah, like, I always picture her like whale size.
Oh, absolutely.
Like bottlenose whale or like orca size.
Right.
Huge.
So this is why I was going to tell you that elephants cannot swim in this water, and here's why.
In this water.
Water. You cannot swim in Loch Ness. One fact.
Okay.
It's not allowed. According to Visit Inverness Loch Ness, which organizes tours in the area, swimming directly in the loch is dangerous in any season due to the annual average water temperature of 5 degrees Celsius.
Ooh, boy.
So for those of us in the U.S., that's 41 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's very cold water. Holy shit.
Yeah. So, and that's year-round.
Ew. Yeah, no.
Like, humans can't even swim in that shit.
No.
So, apart from the small matter of Nessie lurking deep below the surface, the water is bitterly cold all year round. So says the organization website.
Right.
And in those low temperatures, you would quickly get hypothermia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Right.
Yikes.
Most reports of the Loch Ness Monster don't feature long necks.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Biochemist and Nessie investigator Roy Mackle said in 1976 there were over 10,000 reports of a Loch Ness Monster, but gave no evidence to back this. And the table in his book, Monsters of Loch Ness, only contains 251 reports. And he's quoted as saying, I know of 1,452 distinct encounters, and only 20% of those reports mentioned a neck with any length. So it's not a monster's normal form. Also, less than 1% of the creatures in the reports are described as reptilian or scaly.
Ugh, it's So this is like ruining my image of Nessie.
I'm sorry.
Ruined her for me.
No, I didn't, because you can always dream of her.
Now I'm just picturing her as a stubby nosed little thing. Like,
I think she actually, in my personal opinion, is closer to the idea of like a water snake.
I don't like it.
Not an eel.
A water snake. Like it.
Okay, fine.
I don't like it.
I tried. Okay. So, in reality, to, like, help you feel a little bit better about this, the Loch Ness Monster has several identities.
Yeah, she does.
Okay? Okay, we're gonna go with this.
She's a chameleon.
Right? Okay. It may not be a walrus, it may not be a moose, or a camel.
Who the fuck said it was a moose?
What? This is actually a direct quote from one of my websites. Just so you know. I just thought it was funny, so I had to put it in here. Yeah. That's why I was, like, no, I direct it sourcing you.
I'm just like, where did that even come from?
I don't know. Never heard that. Because I don't think a moose is in Scotland, is it?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. So it may not be a moose, or a walrus, or a camel. Or a visiting extraterrestrial, as some have suggested.
She's an alien. Okay.
These are all suggestions that people have come up with, which is mind-blowing to me.
See? Yes. Sullying the name of Nessie. Sulliers.
But it could be a myriad of anthropologic and natural and physical phenomenon.
Okay.
So they're saying, like, boat wakes, debris, right. Animals, vegetation, right. Wind, reflections, things like that all right. can... play into yeah, this.
Yeah, because let's be honest, everyone's sightings of her have always been like shadows in the water.
Right.
Yeah.
The Loch Ness Monster can vary in color from pink to black. It can be matte or glossy, furry and scaly. It can have humps. It can have manes. It can have horns. It can travel at great speeds or not move at all. No one identity captures the various reports, features of Nessie. Those are literally all things that people have documented.
You ruined her in my brain.
I'm sorry. No, I didn't. Because
I'm just going to keep picturing Lapras.
This is why I'm saying I didn't ruin it. Because she, I'm saying right now, she could be anything you want her to be.
She's Lapras from Pokemon.
Fabulous. In I'm here head. For it. That's perfect. I think that's a great depiction of her. Yes, I said depiction. Correctly.
You did. You didn't say depiction. Yay.
I caught myself. Almost
said it. Like, almost did.
Right? So. Why am I like this? Oh my god, I need to get my brain checked. Anyway, the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History says that the Loch Ness Monster is one topic it's questioned on the most.
Right.
Which I didn't know
I believe
that.
It, yeah.
Though it doesn't have a scientist or staff who is specifically specialized and focuses on Nellie, but it doesn't mean
Nellie.
That Nessie, sorry. I was looking at it and I was like, Nellie.
My like wheezy smoke laugh is like ringing in my ears.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm almost done. I'll stop making you laugh. Okay. But it doesn't mean the museum has pushed Nessie to the side. Good. They're quoted as saying, to date, the actual existence of a monster in Loch Ness has not been proven.
You gotta slow down.
Sorry.
You're talking so fast.
My bad. I don't know. I'm excited, all right?
I know you are.
Okay. Even though most scientists believe the likelihood of a monster is small, they mm-hmm. keep an open mind as scientists should.
Good.
They're also quoted as saying, and wait for the concrete proof in the form of a skeletal evidence or an actual capture of such a creature.
Yeah, because I was like, if she was a prehistoric creature, what if they find fossils? Because they still find fossils of dinosaurs all the time. Okay, they just found one in Colorado like 2 weeks ago.
They're always finding them in Colorado. Yeah. It's mind-blowing how often awesome. They find them here.
It's awesome.
It's super cool. I'm here for it. I'm always surprised that they're here. I don't know why I'm surprised that they're here.
I think, like, being Colorado surprises me. Like, I would always picture them being more, like, you know, in, like, the Amazon or in, like, South America or something. I don't know why. They had to
have
been all
over. Yeah, I just
don't
ever imagine, like, those creatures in the U.S.
I can't remember what... was America Pangea before? What was it?
Hold on. But
okay. Oh, yeah. Pangea was the whole thing.
Yeah.
How dumb am I? Dumb little girl.
You're not dumb.
I'm dumb little girl.
No, you're not.
Anyway, it was all together, so they really could have been anywhere.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Which is mind-blowing to me, but hey.
I mean, literally, that whole concept is, like, insane. Just
right?
All the continents being together and everything else just being water. And then they just separated. Which, duh, like, tectonic plates, fault shifts, all that.
Right? But it blows my mind to think that. I'm like, how do you think it would be if the entire world was still one continent?
Right? It would take a lot less time to get to places. We could have already gone and seen Paris and London. It would have been so much easier and quicker.
I could have already gone to Seoul.
Yeah. Without having to go all the way across the globe.
15 it probably fucking would have hours taken, away.
Yeah, it probably would have taken as much time to get there as it would take you to get to, like, Europe,
yeah.
I mean, you can also go the back way.
Like, it's 15 hours each way.
Yeah.
Whether you fly in from east or the west side of the U.S.
Then there you go.
Fun facts. It's also 15 hours to Australia from Seoul, which I think is really interesting because it's going below the equator.
Yeah. How do we get on that tangent? Oh, we're talking about dinosaurs.
We're like, and what the, could they be what our Colorado? Continents were. Yeah, I really don't understand how they're here, though. I mean, I get it, but yeah. It's
overwhelming to me, like, to... Because we are not the first civilization on Earth, people. Like, we're not. Mm-hmm. And people that don't think that dinosaurs are real, you're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, man.
Dinosaurs are dope.
How do you explain fossils? The fuck else would that be? If you want to call them something else. Even if you want to call them prehistoric creatures. Because they are prehistoric. Right. Before history.
Before history.
Duh. Get it through your fucking noggin.
Your fucking noggin, you fucking wanker.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Scotland.
Horrendous. So sorry to my people.
Isn't it funny that
Europe.
The only thing I can say with a Scottish accent is Scotland. Scotland. It's the only thing I can say.
I digress. You're pretty.
I hate you. I am smart, okay?
You're lucky you're so pretty.
Fuck you. I am smartical.
I love you.
I don't like you. Get out of my house.
No, because we got to learn your story.
Get the fuck out.
I'm not leaving.
Get the fuck out.
Nope.
Bye.
Oh, no.
Anyway, thank you for talking about Nessie and ruining her image for me forever.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm glad I could help.
Thank you.
I am
You selfish
awesome.
Bastard.
You love it.
No, for real, though. Thanks for talking about
Absolutely.
Her.
I love her so much.
I do, too.
Like, I'm sad that we don't really have an actual image. Like, she'll forever, in my mind, be a dinosaur. She'll be a plesiosaur. Yeah. That is what I think of Nessie.
She's just a swimming dinosaur.
She's a plesiosaur.
I really do picture, like, a cross between a plesiosaurus and a bronchiosaurus. Like,
yeah.
Big ol' long-ass neck and then...
Flip us.
Yeah.
Flip us.
Like a giant turtle on the bottom without a shell and a really long neck.
That's so weird.
But like turtles. How turtles walk and they just go.
It makes me think of like a tortoise because tortoises have very long necks.
Yeah.
But like with fins.
Yeah.
That's what I just imagined. Ow, my eye's twitching.
But sea turtles have the flappers. That's what I more mean.
But, like, I imagine a tortoise neck, though.
What the fuck?
With Jill's over here flopping around like a sea turtle. Oh, my God. You're funny. I love it. I'm here for it. Let's go.
Thanks.
You'll
be welcome. I can be funny sometimes, too.
Yes.
Anyways. So, this is actually... Ow. My bracelet pinched my arm hair.
Oh, rude.
Rude. This is actually a request from my sista.
Oh! Hello, sista!
My sista.
I love your sister. She's so adorable.
I don't know if she wants her life on blast.
Okay, well, I want to tell her that I love her and she's adorable.
Courtney loves you and you're adorable. That's what she says.
Her children are adorable and I want to be friends with all of them.
Yeah, I kind of like her kids. They're pretty cool.
They're pretty cool.
They're like my favorite creatures.
Yeah.
Her kids and my cousin's kids, they're my favorite little creatures.
Little creatures, huh?
They're not even little anymore. Only one is.
Sandy.
Only one is.
Anyway, what do you have for us today, ma'am?
I thought you were going to go, like, really peppy with that, and I was going to be like, ugh.
Oh, no.
Don't.
I just wanted
There's
to put
no
it there.
There's pep in my house.
There's also pep in my step, so watch out.
Got a little toot in your boot.
Oh, we're funny.
Courtney is so humble.
We're lucky we're pretty, too.
Oh, my God. Is Douchebaggins back?
I think so.
Oh, no.
I think Douchebaggins
He's
like,
not
is
allowed
in
back
the
in
house.
My house. Douchebaggins! He's not allowed back in my house. So this is a request from my sista. This is actually, it's a true crime, but then turns into lore. And I actually debated which to cover it on, and I landed here. So we're going to talk about... the Grand Duchess Anastasia Romanoff.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The actual pictures of her and her family blow my mind, just so you know.
Yeah. They kind of creep me out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not they're the haunting. Only one who thinks that.
Yeah, they're haunting. Their
eyes just look so soulless.
It's also, yeah. It's also like the time. It's like cameras back then didn't capture like anything behind your eyes.
But also they just weren't like allowed to smile, right?
Right.
Like, or it wasn't that they weren't allowed to. It just wasn't like a thing to smile in pictures. I can't remember if that was because they thought it was going to steal it. Was that Japanese
yeah,
culture?
I feel
they
like it was gonna steal either. Your soul?
I think that's
Tally.
Fuck. Ah, I was literally trying to be smart.
No, I know. I feel like it was either that it just wasn't in, it wasn't the style, or they didn't want them to because of movement.
Oh, that's true, too.
I feel like it was one or the other.
Because it took a long time, right, for those
yeah.
pictures to be taken. Like, you
a
had to sit
minute.
In the same position for, like, an hour
yeah.
or something.
Probably, yeah.
Wild.
Obnoxious.
Ooh, I'm excited.
This is going to be quite historical, so.
I'm here for it. I like history.
Buttercups.
History is the best.
So, this goes back to the early 1900s.
Yuck.
It goes back to the early 1900s.
Lovely.
So, after Nicholas II abdicated the throne on March 15th, 1917, he and his family, so that was her papa.
Mm-hmm. Papa.
So, Nicholas II abdicated the throne on March 15th of 1917. He and his family, his wife Alexandra, son Alexis, which I don't know if it was Alexi or Alexis, because I feel like I've seen both. And he had four daughters, too.
Mm-hmm.
Big family. Olga, Tatiana, Maria, and Anastasia. Anastasia, Anastasia, you hear it both ways.
Well, I think
would
Disney
guess...
ruined it by putting Anastasia.
Yeah,
because
I'm
literally
pretty sure
ruined
it would be Anastasia.
Yeah, they ruined it.
Because they're Russian. Yeah.
Again, American uncultured swine.
Exactly.
Anyway,
as
I digress.
I always say, they were taken captive and eventually moved to a house in the Ural Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
This is just wild to me. So they were moved to a cellar, kind of like for, I don't know. Some say safekeeping, some say just to be hidden, whatever. They were abducted at the end of the day. But they were in a cellar, and they and four of their servants came with them, which is crazy to me. But them and four of their servants were executed by a Bolshevik firing squad on July 17th of 1918. So they were abducted shortly after March of 1917 and were in there until July 17th of 1918. So over a year.
Jesus.
In captivity. That's crazy. But no bodies were immediately found. Moreover, reports from Russia were so unclear that the Dowager Empress, which I didn't know that was a thing before, but
oh, yeah.
I do. Yeah. Who had, she was in Crimea at the time, because war.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of war during this time.
I unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, but I know a lot about this era. I did a mm-hmm. lot of research on this in high school.
Nice.
Just for kicks and giggles, which is
cool.
Odd.
I like that.
I this
like
is
that.
Really weird. And the time frames, the people, all of mm-hmm. it is very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of shit going on.
A lot. You
all
really,
over the world.
Like, buckle up, kids, because you really need to keep your times, dates, stamps straight.
That's the hard part.
Yep.
So, she doubted the news of her family's death. So, she, which I don't, that's also, I don't know. So, she was like the empress. It was her family, but she wasn't with them. She didn't believe it. She was in Crimea. I don't know why she was away from them. Already muddy. So.
She wasn't there the time that they were abducted. She
right.
was on business.
That's right. Okay.
That's why
yeah.
she wasn't with them. And that's, she also, because of the muddled reports, did
mm-hmm.
not believe that her family was killed.
Right. So already, we're starting off on a foot of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the common theme in this story,
question
kids.
Marks everywhere.
Yes. Already. So she didn't believe that her family had died. Even the executioner's accounts were so muddy that speculation was rampant. So a lot of people were like, what?
Did they actually?
Yeah, like, what actually happened? Some people believe that the daughters survived the first round of firing. Apparently there was more than one, but this is different reports. Different reports say different things. And they said that they were protected from the bullets by jewels that they had secretly sewn into their corsets.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were very rich, in case you didn't catch that by their four servants.
And
also
the interesting
captured.
Part about them actually sewing those in is because they were trying to hide them.
Yes.
They weren't actually
they
trying to
them.
Save their lives.
Right.
They were trying to hide them.
Right.
and more than likely hide them for potential currency
yes.
when they escape later, if yes. they escape later. So,
and they weren't like bullshit jewels either. Like you no. said, they had a lot of money. So these were
old money.
Yeah, these were hard rocks. Like,
yeah.
like these are mm-hmm. like, you know,
they're a lot of solid people, jewels.
And they're big. I don't yeah. think people realize they're how big these beefy. Jewels are.
So there were a lot of, there's a lot of sensationalism around all this because this is a prominent family. You know, they're very well noted. And when they're missing anyway, people are like, what the actual fuck is happening?
Well, wasn't there also a theory that they had, like, somehow escaped? And mm-hmm. the firing squad was just, like, a ploy to, like, yeah. make Russia look like they had done what yeah. they were supposed to do?
Yeah. And some people thought they just fled Russia because, obviously, there was some kind of bounty over them, mm-hmm. you know? So
well, I mean, they got money. Who doesn't have a bounty over right. them when they have money in that time?
Right. Well, and Nicholas II abdicating the throne, too, there was some right. shit. So... Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things. But this was also during the Russian Revolution, and the aftermath of the revolution was just chaos, pure oh. chaos. So literally everyone's like, anything could have happened.
It's like the end of World War II.
Right.
It's the same thing. Like, right. it was mass chaos.
Yeah. What's crazy is imposters of the Romanov family started springing up all over the world. Yeah, all over. And, like, for decades after, it's crazy. And people, like, the people that were imposters of them made up these outlandish stories of how they escaped captivity and escaped the firing squad and all this stuff. So that just added more fuel to the uncertainty fire at the end of the day. The most famous claimant of being part of the Romanov family was Anna Anderson. And her case remained in the German courts for more than 30 years until 1970. So it was like the 1940s that she came forward. And the ruling declared that there was no conclusive evidence actually proving that she was or was not Anastasia. So that's important to note because they were like, can't say she is, can't say she isn't, which is crazy. But there was no people left of the Romanov family. And it's like DNA technology existed at that point. So... crazy. But there was a French play that was inspired by her story. So there was a 1956 film and a 1997 animated film that were based around this story. I want to go back into Anastasia a little bit since it's about her. It's about her, man. So she was born, pretty sure the pronunciation is Anastasia Nikolaevna.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. In Petrovaritz, Russia, again, I have no idea, I'm so sorry. In Russian pronunciation, you can never find, like, a... I feel like every time I try to look up pronunciation, I get, like, three different results.
Right. Yeah, it never comes out right, and then we just sound stupid trying to say it,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, exactly, and I don't want to butcher the language. But the town was near St. Petersburg, and
oh,
it was formerly called
beautiful.
Peterhof.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. She was born June 18th of 1901. So if you remember, they went missing in 1917, so she was very young.
So she was, what, 16?
17.
17?
16. Yeah, 16 or 17.
And depending on...
I remember things saying that she was 17 when she went missing. But see... Or maybe when she died, because...
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know the exact month they went missing. Her father abdicated the throne in March.
Well, and then if it was June, she would have turned 17 by then. Because July was...
Well, they died in
July.
June of the next... Or July of the next
year.
Yeah,
so she should have been 17 then.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I was just saying when they went missing.
Ah, but gotcha. Yes,
you do be right. Anastasia's mother was Princess Alix, and it's spelled A-L-I-X, which I really liked, of Hesse-Darmstadt. She's also known as Alexandra Fyodorovna.
Wow, that was a really good pronunciation.
I hope that was right. I'm so sorry. I'm really not
trying to. It just sounded really good. I mean, to my uncultured ears, but yes.
I mean, I have very uncultured ears, too, so who knows, but... Fingers crossed.
It was pretty.
Please don't yell at me if I'm wrong. She became known as the Empress Alexandra after her marriage. Her father, Anastasia's father, Nicholas II, was Russia's final czar and part of the Romanov dynasty, which, like we said, that is lengthy and sordid.
Yeah.
They ruled Russia for centuries, essentially. So it was a big deal that he abdicated the throne because he was the last czar of Russia and he was the last of the Romanovs to rule over Russia. So it was a big deal.
If he had stayed on the throne, that family probably would still
Yeah, probably.
Running shit.
Yeah. I would bet money. Anastasia's parents married in late 1894, shortly after her grandfather, the Tsar Alexander III, died of kidney disease, and then her father inherited the throne as a result. She had four siblings, as I mentioned earlier. She had sisters named Olga, Tatiana, and Maria, and a younger brother named Alexei. So this is the one where it's spelled A-L-E-X-E-I, and there was another one that I think it said just like Alex or something else, but Alexei. I don't know. I'm so sorry. One of the two pronunciations.
You're so nervous.
I am, because I don't want to disrespect people ever. But he was heir to the throne, since he was the next boy. And only boys could rule.
Only boys allowed.
Till England came around.
Yeah.
Just kidding. And there then Queen Elizabeth, like,
went
then.
Ham and was
she did.
Hey, watch out, bitches.
Yeah.
For badass.
Anastasia received her education from her mother. She taught her spelling and prayers, which, interesting.
I mean, it's a good way to teach.
Yeah, exactly. She was assigned a Swiss tutor when she got older, which...
Again, we're rich. So uncultured, dude.
They had a governess who looked over her and Maria. I'm not sure why the other two... I think they just had gotten their governess when the other two sisters were too old.
I was going to say, honestly. I think the other ones probably had one.
They had a lady in waiting.
Yeah.
Their mother's lady in waiting cared for them. Rich. They lived really peacefully in Tsarskoe Palace. Again, I'm so sorry. Until Nicholas II generated a lot of public hostility during the First World War. So things got rocky. In March of 1917, as soldiers launched a mutiny against royals and began seizing royal property, Nicholas II agreed to his abdication of the throne.
Wow, Courtney.
The throne.
Take it.
He abdicated the throne. Boy. And he did this really in hopes of preventing a civil war in Russia. So he's kind of being a martyr.
He was trying. I think he was trying. He was trying to save his country because he truly loved his country. But I think he was also trying to save his family.
Yeah.
And it backfired on his ass hard.
Yeah.
Which I feel bad because he was really trying to do the right thing.
Yeah. Agreed. Anastasia and her family were then exiled to the Ural Mountains and placed under house arrest. So that's why I said originally, like, they're in captivity, but also kind of in hiding. Like, it was kind of a either-or situation, I guess. Like, they were forced into hiding. Exile. You know.
All those pretty things.
Unfortunately, though, a civil war did break out. On the night of July 16th to 17th, I heard both, 1918, as Bolsheviks led by Vladimir Lenin fought to replace the imperial rule. So, communism came to say, hi.
Communism,
like, it was more like a church-led kind of thing before, and then it became communist.
Communism's terrifying.
It really is. It makes me very anxious.
Me too.
So Vladimir Lenin wanted to bring about a communistic regime. Yikes. That night, one of the nights, like I said, I saw both in research, the Romanov family was woken up and told to get dressed, and the Supreme Soviet Council of Russia, Yakov Yurovsky, he ordered the Soviet Supreme Council. It says Commandant of the Special House of Purpose. Like, your titles are so long. Led the Romanov family down to the basement of the house that they were being house arrested in, if you will. And they led them down there under the pretext that they were being protected from the chaos that was going to happen of the advancing counter-revolutionaries. So the people are against the revolution. The family was met by a group of executioners, and they opened fire on Anastasia, her parents, and her siblings. A few of the family's remaining servants, the last one, like I said, they said four. It could have been more or less. And their pet dog. Every time a fucking dog is involved, it breaks my damn heart, man. They're loyal and they're helpless. Ugh. Mm. And they can't talk? They're not gonna share your fucking secrets? Mm. Pieces of shit. I mean, it's all very sad, but gosh, the pets especially. So, at that point, what was left of the Romanov legacy, it was done. Like, that was it, man. Oof. So, assumedly, their whole legacy died at that point. And I mean, obviously they didn't have any other, that anyone knows of, there were no other offspring that came about.
From what I've read, like, he was very loyal to his wife, mm-hmm. whereas, like, in that time, loyalty to your wife was not
yeah,
thing.
Especially with rulers.
Yeah.
They're like, bring me a lady.
Oh, they had so many mistresses, yeah. It was crazy. But from what I read, he actually really loved his wife, mm-hmm. like, was very doting on her and his daughters and his son.
Yeah, like, he cared about his family.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I really don't think there was ever a mistress or another, you know,
rat
bastard child, as they call them.
A rat bastard.
I didn't say rat.
No!
You did say rat bastard.
I was trying to say bastard. I said bat bastard. Not rat bastard, but okay.
What's better?
I don't know.
A bat bastard.
A rat bastard.
It sounded like rat bastard. Fuck, I was like, hell. I like that, though. Let's make it a thing.
All right. Rat bastard.
Rat bastard.
That's a real thing. I say it a lot. But I meant to say just a bastard child, but still. They were considered rat bastard children. They did not like bastard children.
No,
like, they
not
were
at all.
Literally, that's where the same red-headed stepchild comes from.
Well, like, and because it wasn't, like, certain that the bloodline was going to be correct.
Well, not only that, there was always that fear of that child stepping up and taking the throne from the biological, full-blooded...
Well, that's more what I meant, yeah.
Yeah. You know, in line, ready to go, human. Right.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
They tended to do it quite often.
Yep.
They were always the better one somehow.
Keep it in your pants, kids.
That was not a thing. Still isn't.
No. Speculation arose as to whether Anastasia and her brother, Alexei, might have survived.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1991, a forensic study identified the bodies of her family members and servants, but not hers or Alexei's. Mm-hmm. Which, this is also kind of like, this is biography, or... Is this biography.com? Yes, this is biography.com. But other reports say that the sisters were found. They just couldn't definitively say whether it was Anastasia or not mm-hmm. in that group. So there's contradictory reports.
A lot of contradictions.
Which it's old, so it makes sense. Anastasia's fate was prone to kind of more conjecture and speculation. A number of women claimed to be her. They would kind of pop up periodically.
I wonder why they picked her.
I know.
I don't think I've seen very many reports of the other sisters. They always tend to
pick her.
They
liked her name. It sounded more grand, if I'm being honest.
Fair.
Yeah. I don't know. And she was, I think she was the
youngest. Yeah.
I don't remember if Maria was younger than her, but
no,
I think
Maria's
she was
like older there by her, like a year or something. I think
so
they're like considered Irish twins or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm probably a combination, honestly. Among the best known of the people claiming to be her was Anna Anderson, a.k.a. Franziska Szanzkowska. It's S-C-H-A-N-Z-K-O-W-S-K-A.
The Z's throw me off.
Yep.
I can't tell. I
know.
Cannot do it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm so uncultured.
Sorry for mispronouncing that.
The Z's
that.
Are so Terrible. Hard for me to understand.
Same.
I can't. I
Same.
Love you guys, but I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand
Same.
It.
This report says, some reports say like the 1940s she started talking about it. This one says the 1920s she started saying that she was Anastasia.
I feel like the 20s would make more sense.
Yeah, agreed. But she fought to prove that she was the rightful claimant to her inheritance. So she's trying to get that money. That money, honey. Her suit was rejected in 1970. So that's it was in the courts this entire fucking time.
Which is wild.
Yeah. But they weren't able to prove or disprove that she was Anastasia. But they just kind of closed it and said it was unsolved, more or less. In 1920, an apparently suicidal young woman was pulled from Landwehr Canal in Berlin. She refused to tell authorities her identity, and she was actually committed to Dahldorf Asylum. And she lived there under an unknown identity until 1922, so for 2 years. And she suddenly... announced that she was the Grand Duchess Anastasia. She's like, I'm no one. And then all of a sudden, she's like, it's me. Anastasia Romanoff.
I don't know what to think about that.
I know, okay. I don't either. At the time, Europe was filled with Russian exiles who had fled the Bolshevik Revolution. Obviously, it was a rough time. A number of sympathetic czarists rushed to the aid of the young woman who had said that she was Anastasia. She certainly, they said that she was articulate enough and she's beautiful enough to be her, which I'm like, that's very, like, vapid.
I would also reasons, say
but okay.
It's
yeah.
very vague.
Right. Like, does she actually look like her? But I don't know. Apparently her body had a lot of scars, like really ugly scars. And she said that she incurred them from Bolshevik knives during the execution of her family, which no reports have ever said that knives were involved that I've seen. I don't know if you found any in your random historical
research
deep dive.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
No, I actually, this is the first time I've heard of knives and being, I've only heard of guns because it was a firing squad.
Right, yeah.
So
I've only ever heard firing squad.
I mean, I guess if you want to get technical, maybe at that
or maybe
point
they
in
had
time they had the bayonets
before
where they
That's
had
true.
The knives on them. I'm not really sure. I can't really.
Even then, they're like spears. I don't know.
I mean, you can still cut people pretty good.
Oh, yeah,
at those
for
things.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just,
that's why they had both, because you had both options.
I'm trying to reach here, but
yeah.
I don't.
Or they abused them otherwise.
I mean, in that year, it could very well have.
But even then.
But she said while her family was being killed by the firing squad.
Exactly.
So that's, it doesn't
it's
make
a claimant
sense.
At the end of the day. the story says one Bolshevik soldier, according to her, found her alive, had helped her, and she eventually escaped to the West. So a few months after she started the claims of being on Sesia, she was released from the asylum, and she had a ton of supporters, and she moved in with one of them. Whatever. Whatever, girl. Do you.
What?
Do you, boo-boo. Her supporters, all of them, began a really long battle for her to get recognition as being Anastasia.
If you could see the look on my face right now.
I know. If anyone actually believed that she was, she would get the Romanov fortune, and she would just get money. It's just shitty. And also, people thought that she would become like a political pawn for the USSR. I don't know. It's just crazy. Because it was like, become the USSR and like the Tsarists that wanted mm-hmm. to maintain the same way. They thought that she would be a really big pawn for one side or the other. And the Tsarists that were in exile hoped that her being there could help them overthrow the communist leaders. Which is shitty, too. Like, oh, we thought you were dead and it's been, what, like 5 years? And let's use you as a pawn.
Like, what were you thinking that she was going to do for you?
I mean, I think that it's just because the Romanovs were such a powerful family, but...
But
when
they're
it
not
all
a
happened,
powerful family without the head of their family. Like, that's
right.
the thing.
Well, and even then, like, when the Romanovs died, Nicholas II wasn't even on the throne anymore. He had abdicated. So, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah. So, her story just continues on.
Oh, my
she
God.
Had, over the next few years... She had an entourage of Russian, I don't know what this word is supposed to be. I don't know. Either supporters, whatever. She had an entourage of supporters at the end of the day. And she became really close to Gleb Botkin, who was the son of the slain Romanov family physician.
Mm-hmm.
And he had spent a lot of time with them in his childhood. Which I feel like he would be able to be like, bullshit, because this was only, I mean, I guess it depends. If he was a kid and hadn't been there in years and years and years.
Yeah, but you, it doesn't matter. I've learned this from my childhood. It does not matter. If you were childhood friends, you mm-hmm. know that person's personality.
Right.
You know their tics. You know the things that
right.
they do and don't like. The things they do and don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't matter how long you guys have been apart.
Right.
You know that person.
But I think... I don't know. I'm just speculating, but I think some people were trying to pass off that she, like, had a psychotic break, too, and that's why she was in that asylum, and so she may or may not have remembered things. Like, who knows?
I digress.
Again, just speculation. But a lot of Romanov relatives and friends and acquaintances interviewed her, and a lot were impressed by her resemblance to Anastasia, which, I'm like, it was only 5 years previous. They had been, like, what, 6 years since they... were last seen. So mm-hmm. I don't know. That's just weird to me. But also her knowledge of the small details of the Romanovs' family life. So she knew a lot of minutiae about
like
them, I guess.
Like things that only the family would know.
I guess,
kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's plausible. I
right.
mean, also she could have just been one of the ladies in waiting or something, too,
yeah.
and had that knowledge. Just
yep, exactly.
Just gonna throw that out there.
But there were others that left really skeptical. And she, because she would fail to remember important events of Anastasia's life that would have been, like, formidable things when she was growing up. Her knowledge of English, French, and Russian, which Anastasia knew how to speak well, all three, were significantly lacking. Like, she didn't have the same knowledge that Anastasia would have had. And many blame the inconsistencies on her recurring mental illness. Like I said, like, trying to just kind of pass that off. But I guess she had had short stays at mental institutions on several occasions. So, I don't know. So, on February 6th of 1928, a woman calling herself Anastasia Tchaikovsky and claiming to be the youngest daughter... See, I answered my own question. She was the youngest daughter. See, it's been so long since I made these notes. she was claiming to be Anastasia. She came to New York City. She had a press conference on the liner Benguadia, I think is how you pronounce it, explaining that she was there to have her jaw reset. I'm like, what does that matter? How did you have a press conference? I'm just like, okay. I don't know, man. But her jaw was broken, I guess, and she alleged that a Bolshevik soldier had broken it during her escape from them when her entire family was being executed. She's
so
like, oh, my family is the Romanovs.
All the way to the U.S. to do this?
Right.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, by the way, I'm Romanov.
Okay. I don't understand why they keep coming west to do this. Like, why don't you just do it in Russia? Whatever.
Right. This chick, she was welcomed by Gleb Bodkin, who was the son of the physician that was friends with the Romanov family. He had called her Your Highness when she came, and he had said, like, without a doubt, she is the Grand Duchess. And he's like, this is my childhood friend, we're BFFs, like, I know her. So, he believed it. Between the years 1918, which is when the Romanovs were executed, and 1928, more than a half dozen other women had come forward claiming to be Anastasia. And again, like you said, it's just always Anastasia. Like, I don't think I ever heard of anyone claiming to be Alexei.
I don't
or
think I've
any
seen
of the
research
other sisters
on it now.
Right. But American reporters, and it was like a lot of them were in America too, which was weird.
Again, I'm so confused. Why coming to America? What are we going to do?
I think it's just because they felt safer, I guess, in there. Because in Europe, they could have been silenced for any reason or another. I don't know. That's just the skepticism. So, I don't know. But American reporters were really skeptical of Anastasia Tchaikovsky. So, the chick that was in the asylum, I guess. I don't know. But she was treated like a celebrity when she was staying in New York.
I'm sure.
And she had, like, society parties. This reminded me of Anna Delvey.
I was gonna ask. Oh, yeah. My God. It sounds just like her. It's like she took it out of this chick's book.
Right. She probably did. She's fucking crazy.
She's insane.
But she had, like, society parties, and she stayed at, like, high-end hotels. Oh, wow.
You knocked a plant over, you dick.
Sorry.
Oh, a leaf fell off.
I'm sorry.
You gotta be careful.
I'm sorry. We'll replant it.
No.
Why not?
It won't. Oh, it's dead anyway.
Don't give it to me.
It's dead
put
anyway.
Put it in the tray where the other Isle of Dead Ghibli bits are on. I was just pruning plants earlier today. Anyway.
Well, it needed to be pruned, apparently.
Yeah.
Salty.
So then this comes full circle, and during one of her stays in a hotel, she used the name Anna Anderson. So like crazy fucking shit. That became her permanent alias after that. So she continued to fight for her recognition. She's like, this is me, I am Anastasia, respect my name,
shut up.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but she lost several court cases. Like, the fact that it even got to court is just crazy to me. In the 1970s, an amateur archaeologist found a shallow grave containing some old skeletons. They had been there for a hot minute. It was 6 adults and 3 children, according to this report. Again, I've heard different things. He didn't bring the findings to the public, which I thought was smart. until the Soviet Union collapsed.
Oh, good choice.
In the early 1990s.
Good choice.
So he's like, I'm going to keep this on the low low.
He's like, let that Berlin Wall come down. Then we'll exactly. have a conversation.
So that's why the forensic investigation didn't happen until 1991.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, and also forensics wasn't really that big until right around then anyway, so.
Right. Right. But this report says, like, it was, they were able to identify everyone except for Anastasia and her brother. So, again, this is conflicting
right.
to the other report that I found. So, who actually knows? So, even after all of these, or after the test in 1991, I should say, it was proven that one of the daughters was missing at the end of the day, whether it was Anastasia or possibly Maria or one of the others. So, it, because they were essentially missing, it made people think, like, could it actually be this Anna Anderson, Anna Tchaikovsky chick? So in 1994, American and English scientists worked to answer this question once and for all. I can't remember. I can't believe I didn't remember adding this in here. My brain doesn't work anymore.
It's okay. Mine doesn't either.
So they used a tissue sample of Anderson's that was recovered from a Virginia hospital. I believe she had already passed away at this point. I didn't put when she had passed away, so I apologize. But the English team compared her DNA with that of the Romanovs. Simultaneously, an American team compared the DNA found in a strand of her hair. So one was a tissue sample, one was a hair sample. So it can lead to different results.
True.
Both teams came to the same conclusion, though. Anne Anderson was not a Romanov. Bye!
Called it.
She never got the fortune, so at least there's that.
I mean, she did live as a social life, though.
A socialite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Later, the scientists also compared Anna Anderson's DNA with that of Karl Macher, who was great-nephew of Franziska... Oh, man, this name again. Skonskowska. Crazily enough, the DNA was a match in this case.
Oh!
So, this was the... This proved the theory that the German investigator in the 1920s had, sorry. So one of the great mysteries of the 20th century was partially solved, but she was not a Romanov. They had thought that she was that woman, that Anna Anderson was this Franziska Skonkowska, and she was trying to say that she was Anastasia Romanov. So they proved that she was this Franziska Skonskowska and not
Anastasia. But do they know, like, what her relevance was? Like, or was she just a random person?
Yeah, she was just a random person.
I, for some reason, was thinking you were, like, saying that she was, like, one of those servants, like, distant relatives or, like, power-lined or whatever.
No, not that I knew of. Like, I don't know how they kind of came to that determination that they thought that was her, but they did. So, she was lying.
Interesting.
She was either lying or she had actually lost her marbles.
It's possible that she really did think that. I mean, it happens. Mental health is a real thing.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, in 2007, there was another grave that was found, and DNA evidence was used to analyze this one, and it conclusively identified Anastasia and Alexei's bodies.
I wonder where they were at.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't see. I'm sure I could find it somewhere, but... Yeah. So... Wild. It's crazy. I need to cover the Romanovs as a whole.
Yeah, you do.
But that's literally just one small piece of that.
So the whole entire idea of Anastasia and Disney and the show are lies!
Yep. Big fat lies.
So romanticized.
Exactly. Exactly. Taking a tragedy and making money off of it. You guys are disgusting. Well, who doesn't do that, though?
Granted, though, they didn't know at the time. Let's give them a little bit of props.
This chick seems legit. Let's make a fucking movie off of her stories.
I mean, I feel like if you were in that time, at the time, you'd probably be like, oh, this is plausible.
Right.
Us being in the future, we're like, absolutely not.
Well, and then when the scientists found, you know, Alexei's and possibly Anastasia's, and I mean, now they know that it was hers that was missing, but at the time they didn't. But they're missing. They're like, oh my gosh.
They're like, oh shit, it has to be.
Right, but it's like, why would Anastasia have been just hanging around and not Alexei?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, like, nobody came forward as the brother, so.
Because I digress. So yeah, that's that.
Dang it. Not a happily ever after.
No, not at all.
Sad.
Yeah, and I'm not sure why they were separated. It does make me think that they had survived initially, and then they were killed later.
Probably.
They just didn't have enough space for everyone in the
Well, if they were the, because they are the youngest too, because Alex was the youngest, right? I'm pretty sure he was the youngest.
Yeah, he
of
was
them
the
all.
Baby baby.
She was and the youngest of the daughter. Girls, he was the youngest, the youngest of them all.
Yes.
Because they needed an heir.
Yep.
Just throw that out there. Yeah. And so but they were probably the smallest, to be quite honest. So mm-hmm. they probably just moved them somewhere.
Right. Yeah. Yep. That's sad. It's a sad, crazy, tumultuous story that has so many other layers, but this is only
you'll just have to cover it sometime because that's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely want to talk about the Romanovs. But that one would not be a lore except for this part of it. So it would be a regular episode.
Lovely.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye. You really are going into it. Fabulous. Well, have a nice day, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I have things to say. Let me say them.
Well, yeah, you tell me to slow down.
I have things to say.
Fine, get it out.
If you have a case suggestion, if you want to send us your own stories, clap your hands.
That's what I thought of when you said that.
Send it to the nickofcrimepodcast@gmail.com.
Fabulous.
You can find us places.
This thing called a link tree.
It's in our show notes. And in our Instagram bio. And in our TikTok bio. And in our Twitter bio. Okay.
So with that, keep it creepy and stay freaky.
We'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
I love it.
Wow. It sounded like you're falling down a hole. Bye.
Because I'm awesome.
Oh, boy. Bye.
Bye.